Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. On Hit 96.9.
Oh, new week, same old Josiah and Herbie. Big show today, very topical with the coronavirus. Got a good mention in today, didn't it?
It did indeed. We spoke about how Woolies is now helping the elderly. We had the member of Euroa, Steph Ryan, on, who really gave some insight into how it is affecting our region and what steps are being taken to educate everyone.
If there's a coronavirus box, we ticked it today, guys. Make sure you tune in. Oh, man, can't talk. It's been a big show, all that. Plus, on a lighter note, we did have Married at First Sight's Lizzie.
Yes, we did indeed. We also came up with a new slogan for KFC during this coronavirus outbreak. I spotted a snake on the weekend, so we talked all things snakes, and you've been annoying me with one thing that you've been doing.
Yeah.
Regarding your eating.
Yeah, and you will not stop annoying me by telling me to stop doing this.
Stop annoying me.
Stop feeding me then. You'll find out what it is soon. Enjoy the podcast, guys. Thanks for downloading.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
We have been speaking about the coronavirus this morning. It's affecting a lot of people that you didn't probably even realise that it was affecting in a big way. I know I heard some stories over the weekend and it made me think of it in sort of a different angle than it's just, oh, okay, some people get a bit of a cold. It's actually like, oh, well, there's people who had events planned and they're losing money from food they've ordered and everything that they can't then go sell their food at those events.
I know, deaths aside, well, obviously we don't want people dying. That's the biggest thing. Your next biggest thing is people losing so much money. So it's not just affecting people sickness-wise.
The economy.
It's crazy. So many people are losing their jobs and money. That's probably the biggest thing that hurts for me.
And one thing at the moment that has been affected by the virus is KFC. The Colonel.
What, the chicken or what's that you done?
The Colonel himself has been affected. So
is he in quarantine or what's wrong with him?
It's to do with their slogan. Now, you would have seen a lot of advertising campaigns from KFC where it says finger licking good. And so around the world, certain campaigns were set to launch last week. And then KFC came out, it depends which country you're in, and they said, look, we're going to have to cancel those campaigns because we don't think it's the right time at the moment to have ads spreading the word saying finger licking.
Oh, come on, guys. I get we're all a little bit worried, but let them go. I love my KFC, right? If I'm getting wicked wings and I have coronavirus, I don't care what they say, I'm still licking my fingers.
So KFC came out and said, it doesn't feel like the right time to be airing this campaign, so we've decided to pause it for now, but we're really proud of it and look forward to bringing it back at a later date. I understand what they're doing and I think it's responsible of them, but I'm more looking at the angle of the person that in this crisis doesn't think that, you know, to stop to think that finger, like licking your fingers is a good thing.
Yeah, all right. So
like, do they get the campaign, if the ads were airing, they'd go, okay, now I need to do that? Like, yeah, does it really tell you to do that?
I'm not going to go and watch a TV ad from KFC that says finger licking good and then go wipe my hand on metal surfaces around the place. Oh, there's a toilet bowl. I'm just going to wipe my hand on that and lick my fingers. It's not how it works, guys.
But I did think this morning we could help out Mr. Colonel himself. And let's try and come up with a new slogan for them that they can run during this time.
What, are we going to send this off to head office or something?
Yeah, let's get it, you know, national at least.
Can we trademark it at least so then we have to charge them for it so we make a bit of coin?
Not even charge them, I reckon. Why don't we just get a loyalty card that gets us free KFC all the time?
A zinger box a day
Sundays
keeps the doctor
will be
away.
A lot easier. Now, I've been thinking of some ideas. If you think of coronavirus at the moment, you think of hand sanitizer, and that's something you probably should use after after eating KFC.
Okay.
So maybe like hand sanitizer.
Great.
Chicken disappear.
Would it finger licking good, hand sanitizer better? No, that's terrible.
But no context to chicken.
And they will never put that in their ads. Surely they could put like a bunch of wicked wings in the ad and be like, you know, hand sanitizer, yeah, is great, is better, is Don is good.
Or they've got those little like sachets, you know, you clean your hands afterwards. They chuck them in the box and bags.
Oh,
they're like those alcohol wipes.
I never use those. I probably should.
I love them. They make my hands feel nice and fresh.
Yeah, what are they called?
Are they hand wipes? Hand wipes. Hand wipingly great. I don't know if any of these are gonna stick.
Why don't we just stick with finger licking good? I don't care.
No, we can't. We can't. They've cancelled it.
People, I like it. Kids aren't gonna go, I'm gonna go, you know, that's not what we're gonna do. Hand sanitizingly great.
Look, they like their herbs and spices at KFC.
So do you. That's why your name's Herbie.
What about herbs and spices, but don't spread any viruses. I've done it.
Herbie.
I've done it. I've made us millions right
Say
now.
Say that one more time.
Herbs and spices, but don't spread any viruses.
Get the kernel on right
We've
now.
We've done it.
We've solved it. We've solved coronavirus.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
We were treated to some gorgeous weather over the weekend. Not too hot, not too cold. And so yesterday afternoon, my housemate Sim and I, we decided to soak in the rays a little bit and go for a bit of a walk. We had just devoured a cheese platter, so we felt a bit guilty and we had to, you know, walk a few steps to make that move through our bellies.
Now, the best way to finish a cheese board is to sit in front of the TV and let it settle in.
We ate the cheese board so quick. We uploaded a photo to our Instagram of the cheese board, and then I reckon 10 minutes later, we looked down and gone, it's gone. It's gone. And it was big. So we needed to go for a little walk. So we just went for probably around 4K walk around Maroopna. Mm. So we left our place and we sort of made our way in front of the Maroopna footy oval there, home of the, is it the Cats?
Yeah, the Maroopna, yeah, Cats.
The Cats. And so as we're walking there, all of a sudden on the path, I see this tiny, but still a little bit scary, snake.
So I'm scared of snakes.
Yeah.
To a certain extent anyway. In the wild, when you're unprotected, did you nearly stand on it or anything like that?
No, it just, I all of a sudden was about to take my next step and I've gone, oh, something little. And you know sometimes you see geckos and that? It wasn't as small as that, so I've gone, it's a bit bigger. And that's when I said to Sim, I've gone, there's a snake.
Because this one, you've chucked a photo up on the Hit Golden Valley Facebook page. It's not a normal snake, this thing.
It's cute.
I'm like I said, I don't like snakes, but this thing's cute.
It looks like the lolly killer python, the similar length. That's what it is.
How they used to be. They've made them smaller now.
They've reduced
them. When we're in school, the size of those killer pythons, that's how big
this one was. So, and it just slithered its way into the bushes, and Sim and I started discussing snakes and where she's seen snakes across the GV. She grew up in a dairy farm and said that she used to spot snakes all the time. But I did think it was interesting because we're just outside the footy oval that there was one right there. We weren't fully in bushland or anything. It was just on the pavement, just going for a walk with us.
Yeah, well, a lot of people that own orchards and stuff know there's heaps. They get the heaps there. I've mentioned this before. In town, you know where the cows are in Shepparton?
Oh, yeah.
Just opposite that. Oh, you're a Maroopna girl. You know when you're crossing the causeway where the bridge is?
Yes.
I was going for a little walk through the bushes there, being a creep as I normally am. And I kind of went down this little off path, and it's a bit swampy around there. And I was on my phone, and I was just, whatever, swiping right on girls or, you know, looking at Instagram, as I do.
Yeah, looking at your own page.
Yeah, probably playing Mario Kart or something. Yeah, staring at myself, Snapchatting selfies. And then I looked up from my phone, which I very rarely do. Thank goodness I did, because I nearly stood on one of the biggest brown snakes you've ever seen. That's up at Hit Golden Valley Facebook page as well. You can take a look at that photo.
See, that's
huge.
That's scary too, because we know that brown snakes can be quite deadly. And I think what's scary about snakes is I don't really fear them, but there's that world of unknown. I don't know every snake that slithers past me. I don't go, oh, that's going to kill me.
Yeah.
You don't know. So I think there is a fear when it comes to snakes, what they can do. But as you said, I've seen one out near the oval. You've seen one near the cows. There's got to be plenty out there.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16, guys, give us a call. Where have you seen a snake in the GV? Is it somewhere a little bit different? Have you had one in your house? Maybe in your imagine having one in your toilet. Do you know what they say? And I've heard these as rumours, but I've never heard a confirmed story. If you see a snake when you're driving, they say don't run over it because apparently they wrap themselves around your wheel and go up into your engine. They can come inside your car that way.
Through the air conditioning.
Straight through. Bite your neck while you're driving.
Look, get involved at our Hit Facebook page, at Hit Golden Valley, or give us a call, 13 12 16. Where have you seen a snake in the GV?
Yeah, Cheyenne's actually commented on it saying it's a juvenile eastern brown by the looks of it. There you go, which basically means it's a teenager.
Really?
Yeah, it's so small.
It's cute. Like, I honestly thought, I was like, oh, that's a nice little snake. But again, you don't really know snakes as soon as you look at them unless you are an expert.
It's so tiny, isn't it?
Yeah. It is cute.
Reminds me of your ex-boyfriend.
You saw him? Look, we have a lot of comments come through at our Facebook page. Timothy has said, I had one enter my home the other day. Lucky I wasn't home, but my wife and kids were. Lucky he wasn't home, but his wife and kids were. That was in Finley.
Oh, shit.
throwing the kids and wife in under the bus.
I was safe, but the missus and the kids, who cares about them as long as I was okay? Emily, she posted a video. This actually went viral. I remember this probably at the start of summer. It was at the Broken River, the bike path just here, not far from work, actually. Where I took you, and the magpie started swooping the snake and they were going for each other. Went nuts.
Declan said the Euroa Skate Park, which is a little bit too close to home for me because a lot of kids and everything skate there, so be cautious.
Yeah, there's always kids at the Euroa Skate Park there, but it's right by the river.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, it's a bit swampy down there, so you get a couple of platypi down there as well and some snakes by the sound of it.
It does seem quite common that there is some snakes around, and understandable. We're in a regional area, a bit more bushland, so it does make sense. But if you do see snakes where they're not supposed to be, maybe you find one in your home.
Get a spade and chop it in half?
Very, very careful, and you can call Wires Rescue Line. So that's 1300 094 73.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
There is one thing that I really cannot stand. It's probably an issue I have and need to work on because the amount this frustrates me is a little extreme, and it's the way people eat. I cannot stand when someone eats with their mouth open or talks to me to try and have a conversation and they've got a mouth full of food. I think it is the most disgusting and disrespectful thing, and we're all learned how to eat when we're kids. What happened as an adult, you know?
Yeah, there's manners that you get taught as a young kid. But what does annoy me is when people, when they eat like that. That's
annoying.
Which
is funny you say that because you actually can't eat. I spent the whole weekend hanging out with you and no word of a lie, every time you put something in your gob, you decided to have a conversation with me.
No. This one's on you, right?
No,
it is. This one's on you, right?
How?
Because you can ask anyone in my life, and I've been trained very well. I never speak with my mouth full. But as soon as I decide to eat something, you're like, so what's the meaning of life, Josiah?
No.
I'm like, righto, Herbs. Like, you want to ask an important question when my mouth's full? Or do you want to wait, ask me when I've finished and swallowed?
Quote you multiple times on the weekend. I don't know what it is, Herbs. It's something about you. I just start talking when I've got food in my mouth. And you talk more than me.
Well, I've never been pulled up.
It's you that doesn't shut your mouth and there's food falling everywhere. You're confused why you're 30 and single. I can tell you exactly why you're 30 and single, because you cannot eat.
We can speak to my mum, my grandmother, anyone that's, you know, dated me, my friends and family. I don't speak when I'm out. But it's some reason with you.
So every 10 seconds, there's stuff. And I would look at you going, I don't know what you just said because there's food in your mouth.
You and I on Friday night watching my Canberra Raiders play, right? All right. I tucked into, what were we eating? That Mexican slice that you made, right? Just as like we're about to. So what's happening in the rules there? And what, I've just
the
put
rules
a piece,
aren't, say it. Back off, mate. I know the rules there. Don't try and put me down in sport, please.
All right. Saturday, we had a cheese board. I put some cheese in my mouth. You're like, so, what are you up to, Munda? I don't know, Herbs. Let me finish my mouthful.
I never started the question. This is, you did this. You would speak with food in your mouth.
Okay, what I'm going to do from now on, and you know what, we should do it on the radio because it'll make for terrible radio. I'll put my mouthful and then you ask me a question. The radio, everyone listening can listen to me till I swallow. 30 seconds later, I'll have my answer. How do you think that'll go down then?
I think maybe the thing is what happens in radio is we don't eat while we're on air.
That's a good point.
So maybe just don't eat. And in the songs, you can knock back whatever you want to try and put in that gob. But as long as you're not speaking to me, we're fine.
Well, you're going to have to put up with it because you know what? I'm not changing because it only happens around you. It doesn't happen around anyone else.
This could end our relationship.
Good. Kiss me already.
You're going to go solo again.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
We're touching on the coronavirus because it is the biggest news topic. It's trending worldwide. And we know for many of us, it affects us. But if you or I were to get it, then we should be fine. Our symptoms won't be too much, like a little cold, and we'll get over it. But the people it is affecting is the elderly. We know that we've lost a lot of elderly people to it, not just here in Australia, but worldwide.
Well, I said last week on the show, I couldn't understand why Italy had such high numbers of deaths around the world. And I was speaking to Dad, and he said to me, it's because they have one of the highest elderly populations in the world. So it does make sense.
Yeah. And we know the fallout from the whole pandemic at the moment is that our supermarkets, they're empty, really. First it started with the toilet paper, then it went to more the staples like flour, canned food. I went to the shops yesterday, aisles were empty. I was at the Aldi in Marupna and the Coles elsewhere, and it was just bonkers.
Everyone's panic buying. It's crazy. I haven't got anything yet. I don't know if I'm being really stupid or if I'm just being smart.
Well, your housemate did it for you.
Well, she bought, yeah. She's a panic buyer, so she went and bought, you know, a few hundred dollars worth of groceries, so we're good if we get isolated.
I do want to point out, though, they have said, yes, you should stock up on stuff, but 2 weeks' worth of food. People are going crazy where they're taking months and months and months of stuff, which is ridiculous because there's people out there that do need supplies and they can't get them because there's just selfish buggers that are taking it all.
Yeah, you'd think we're in a war at the moment, some people are carrying on.
And the people that are missing out especially are the elderly, and it is devastating to see. There are so many pictures that have gone viral where there's an elderly person trying to get toilet paper and there's none left.
Yeah,
they don't have any.
And they're the ones that obviously are going to be affected the most. Like we just said, they're the ones that the coronavirus will affect. And it's unfair for them.
Now, over the weekend, Woolies did announce that they were teaming up with Meals on Wheels to deliver toilet paper. But since then, obviously, everything else has gone off the shelves. And so there was a call out for what can we do? I know a lot of people were offering their own services, just being great humans, saying, hey, if you need something, let me know. I'll collect it from somewhere and I'll bring it to your doorstep. But this morning, Woolies has announced, which is great because you and I were discussing this on the weekend, that this would be a great idea, that they're now going to do set aside time where we can't go in, but the elderly can, the vulnerable can, the disabled can go and do an hour of shopping.
Well done, Woolies. Well done. Products. This is what should have been done a while ago. I'm glad they've brought this into play. So 7 a.m. this week, it starts from tomorrow till Friday. They're doing a tester. The elderly and the disabled will be able to shop before they open at 8 o'clock to the rest of the public. Now, I turn 30. Do I count as an elderly person?
No, you are fine. You are well below that, even though you act like you're 92. So 7 to 8 a.m., that is the hour designated to them. And I think that it's genius because I just feel so sorry for the people that are missing out. And there is just selfish buggers that are doing the one per limit. I understand that's the rule at the moment. They go to their car and come back.
Have you seen that is it Clint Eastwood, the actor? Yeah, his latest movie came out about a year ago where he becomes a drug dealer and he doesn't know about it. He's The Mule. That's a great movie. The Mule, right? Maybe, and this might be a little, I've got an idea here. If we're that desperate, right, I'll get like my grandma or something, pay her a bit of extra coin. She could be like the mule for groceries.
She just have to wear a hazmat suit.
Yeah. Go in a bit early. Hey, grandma, I'll pay you 10% extra if you do my groceries for me.
Dare I say, Woolies have announced it. I would say Coles would follow through. And I know a lot of independent supermarkets were already doing this. I saw social posts from them saying they had designated hours. So well done to you guys.
Brilliant idea. If you do have friends or family or know elderly that you are worried about, make sure you let them know about this 7 a.m. tomorrow in Woolworths.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Married at First Sight, it is back tonight, 7:30 p.m. Are you excited?
I'm excited because we're getting sorted to the end of it. You never know what other thing they're going to chuck in there to extend it, but it seems like we're on the home stretch.
Channel 9 is the place to go, and one of the brides on the show is Lizzie. She's married to Seb, and she joins us now. Morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're good, and you seem to be all loved up, according to the commitment ceremony last night. How is life with Seb?
I mean, at that point, it was really, really, really good. Really good. Ooh.
Surely nothing turns, Lizzie. How good's love?
I mean, it's really good at this point.
Now, looking at the show as it is at the moment, we love Seb. We believe you've lucked out by getting the character he is. He is quirky, and we've got a little bit of audio for those who might not know Seb to sort of highlight his personality.
Oh, sums him up, doesn't it?
Whoa! 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 The beast is coming! I'm so hungry!
No,
Oh my gosh.
When he did all that throughout the experiment, did you fall more in love with him, or what was your feelings towards him?
At first, because he was so intense all the time, I was like, this is a lot. I was like, oh my God. And it's not my normal sense of humor as well. So I actually struggled, but then you know what? He just grabs you in. You can't, like, if you spend enough time with him, you can't help but just think he's the most amazing person on the planet.
Lizzie, what did you think of Tickle Time?
It's Tickle Time!
I hate Tickle Time. I hate it. And he's like, oh, it's always tickle time with him. It's always tickle time. And I'm like, oh my God, please don't. And he's like, you know, like if I piss him off, that comes out.
Ooh. Well, Lizzie, we had Seb on the show last week, and I don't know if he told you,
because
I know you guys are in love and married and you talk every day 24/7. So we played a game with him called Tickle Time. Would you like to play with us?
What is Tickle Time? What is this? Oh, my God.
So it's a simple game. We will chuck out someone's name. They might be a B-grade celebrity, maybe even A-grade celebrity, and you just let us know if you'd like to tickle them or not.
It's Tickle Time!
Would you tickle him? We played it with him, and you guessed it. He tickled every single celebrity. So we want to see who you want to tickle. How does that sound, Lizzie?
I'm so not a tickler, but, yeah, let's give it a go.
Okay. I'm going to kick it off with the person who soon will no longer be a royal. Meghan Markle, would you like to give her a tickle?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, come on, Lizzie.
No.
You've got to start tickle. Saying yes. I just want to play this.
It's tickle time!
No, I wouldn't tickle her either. Good choice there, Lizzie.
All right, Lizzie, it's just been confirmed this morning. Richard Wilkins, he's got coronavirus. But would you let him tickle you without it?
Yeah, I would. It's a poor darling.
What is it about Richard Wilkins?
He's just so unusual. I love it.
Now, he's been a bit of a villain on the experiment this year. How about Michael? Are you going to give him a tickle?
No.
Oh, no. Maybe he needs one, though, to, you know, lighten him up a bit.
I think Michael just needs a little love, actually. I feel like Michael does need a little love. So, yeah, actually, I'll give him a tickle.
Yeah.
It's tickle time!
Oh, well, I reckon that's radio's best game, Lizzie.
Is there someone out there other than Seb, obviously, that you'd like to put on your tickle list?
Not at this current moment.
No, happily married. That's good.
Or happily single.
Oh, Lizzie, we love you on the show and we can't wait to see what unfolds in the experiment. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Coronavirus, it is what everyone is talking about. And locally, it's a big thing as well, which we all want to know more details about. So the member for Euroa and the deputy leader of the Nationals Party joins us on the phone right now. Steph Ryan, morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Look, we're good, but there is a lot of fear across the Goulburn Valley at the moment and across the world, we should say. How is it going with you being in politics?
Well, yeah, you're right, there is. And I think we're kind of in uncharted waters in a lot of ways. I can't think of any kind of situation that, you know, we've faced like this. I think it's really important, though, that people are getting their information from credible sources as well, because there's a lot of stuff going around on Facebook and social media, as you would expect. But it's really important, I reckon, that people go to the official channels to make sure that they're getting their information. So there's a website, dhhs.vic.gov.au/coronavirus. That's the state government's information where you can get everything from the chief medical officer. I'd really encourage people to go to that site to get their information and their updates on what to do and how to handle things.
Absolutely, because the media and where to blame as well, plus, you know, things like social media and Facebook, Steph, people just spread stuff that aren't true and people are telling each other this and it spreads like wildfire. A lot of parents are wondering, Steph, you're obviously in a position of power. Any word on schools? Because around the world we're seeing them all shut down. Is it adamant here in Australia?
Well, yeah, we don't know yet. So all the messages we're getting is that there might be a decision this week. I think it's the situation's moving pretty quickly. My sense is that the authorities are worried about the workforce impacts of closing schools. Obviously, that takes a lot of people like nurses and doctors out of the system who might need to stay home and look after kids. So there's kind of, I think, a balancing act there. But you would think that we are going to get to that point. We're just not sure when it is. Everyone's talking about, you know, this concept of flattening the curve, which is basically another way of saying that what they're trying to do at the moment is slow down transmission to ease pressure on the health system. Because if everyone gets sick, or at the rate at which this virus has been spreading overseas, the health system is just not going to be able to cope. But I expect, I've spoken to a number of our hospitals locally. I've got a few more that I need to catch up with today. But I expect that we as parliamentarians will probably get a briefing from the Chief Health Officer this week. So we should know more then.
Great news. We'll get you on when you hear more details as well, Steph.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to do that.
And it is the world of unknown. So maybe you'll have a better understanding. You'll be able to clear it up for a lot of business owners. Do we know what the effect will happen for them? Will they have to close up?
Well, again, I think that's kind of a wait and see, and it's the uncertainty that's making life so difficult for people. I really feel for a lot of people who are working casually as well, particularly in hospitality and retail and those kinds of things, because I think they're the ones who are really feeling the brunt of, having shifts scaled back, or perhaps being in a case where, then they don't get paid in the same kind of way. So I think that's one of the reasons why the federal government's announced this big stimulus package. I think it's about $17 billion. And again, I'd encourage people who are in that position to check out what might be available to them. I think the advice for a lot of casual workers has been to check in with Centrelink as well. But there's also the impact just on community groups, like, who have had to cancel their events. I mean, I got notification yesterday that the Euroa Rodeo has had to be cancelled, which is, just such a blow to a lot of those community groups who have spent hours and hours working to put these kinds of things on, and they now have to pull the pin on them. So it's definitely going to be a bit of a tough time going forward, but I think we've all just got to try and do what we can to help each other.
Definitely, and invested so much money as well, Steph. You do know, though, we do live in one of the best community-minded parts of Australia. If anything, the Goulburn Valley and the Murray Valleys and the Northeast will all band together and get through this, Steph. You got a message before you go to everyone that's kind of feeling it during these tough times?
Well, I think it would just be hang in there and you be careful about where you're getting your info from. So make sure you are going to those credible sources of info, like the government, official government websites, to understand more about the situation. Because I think in these kind of scenarios, when people are, when there is a sense of heightened anxiety out there, rumours will spread quickly. So, and the situation is evolving quickly as well. So make sure that you are checking in with those official sources of information.
Listening to Josiah and Herbie, we'll keep everyone up to date, won't we, Steph Ryan?
Oh, you certainly will, guys.
Well, good on you. Have a great day at Parliament today. That's Steph Ryan, for Euroa, Deputy Leader of the Nationals Party. Have a great day and thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Herbie. Thanks, Josiah.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
It's time for a fact a day keeps the doctor away.
Bit of classical music makes it all a little bit better as well.
It's a good way to just kick off the week, really. Have some facts in your back pocket ready to go if you get caught in a conversation that's just boring you.
So you can guarantee me that if you read out these facts and I contract coronavirus, I won't need to see a doctor today.
Maybe you should still stay home and try and research some more facts to get rid of them. I'd try that approach.
So it's not a cure.
Definitely not a cure. Our first fact, the can opener was invented 40 years after the can.
Wow. That's a great fact.
I mean, probably good for the coronavirus at the moment because lots of people are stocking up on their cans.
Yeah, my roommate Morgan went nuts. We've got thousands of them.
Which isn't good because you're only supposed to stock up for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
6 months.
We'll give them to the needy, don't worry. How did they open the cans
That's
then?
What I'm baffled about. And then did the cans last for 40 years or was the food expired? Like, how long does food in cans last?
My only thought it'd be like opening a coconut. Have you ever tried opening a coconut?
Yeah, it's hard.
You get it out of a tree, you're stabbing it with a knife, you're doing everything to try and get it open. Maybe it was the same.
It wouldn't look pretty. It'd be hard. Like, you'd cut yourself for sure. I mean, the genius whoever created the can opener. Imagine after that day gone, okay, yeah, we need something to open this. Genius.
So we'll do that for a coconut, please.
Second fact, Cleopatra married two of her brothers.
Ah, keep it in the family. Yeah. Was she from Tasmania by any
chance?
Maybe
she was. Isn't that it? Would the brothers get jealous, whoever was the first one who got married and then got knocked off by the second one?
I know it's a different era, right? You're going back a couple thousand years, Cleopatra.
Years ago.
But even back then, surely you're like, it's still my brother.
Surely there's better people out there than just looking next to you going, oh, no, you'll do.
I know, I'm all about keeping it in the family, but how close do you go? A second cousin?
Not for me.
Oh, you'd go a second cousin?
No, I wouldn't. Mate, you would. The way you speak about only Albanian girls and everything, you'd definitely go a second cousin.
Well,
and the higher chance of you going a second cousin around here.
Yeah, there's a very good chance. In fact, there's quite a few out there that do.
Dare I say, if we look in your history, I reckon you would have dabbled with a bit of your family past.
Yes, absolutely. They say keep it in the family. Kissing cousins.
That's it. And last fact I'll give you today, 75% of house dust is made up of dead skin flakes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So it is very disgusting, a little bit relevant if you are in lockdown in your own house. You're probably just eating your own coronavirus flakes, which is gross.
What would you prefer, the disease or your own skin flakes?
Extra protein, I guess.
get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
It is crazy, though, and we know things will change over the next few hours, the next couple of days, in the next couple of weeks. But one thing that has been a massive, massive topic of discussion is schools regarding the coronavirus. We know around the world a lot of schools have just already been cancelled. There's no school to stop that outbreak.
Yeah, which is, I'm surprised we haven't quite got to that measure yet, especially when today it comes into effect, which we spoke about earlier, that any crowds over 500 have to be cancelled or should be on recommendation of the government. Schools, most schools say they're 1,000. My dad teaches at a school of 1,500. It's only a matter of time. All it takes is one kid, schools are shut. Everywhere else in the world are doing it. We're one of the last countries.
Well, Daniel Andrews, he came out yesterday and he spoke about schools and said schools are going ahead. There, it is up to individual schools. There was one school in Melbourne where a parent of a student has coronavirus, so they've told everyone to not come into school today, and there's going to be updates. But he did advise that after he gets any kind of medical advice from anyone to say we should close them, he has no problem saying, yes, I've said go ahead, but it could be tomorrow, and he goes, we're going to shut schools from now on.
It is unbelievable to think. Imagine how much that affects parents, right, who have jobs, who are working. Who looks after the kids? Then they have to stop, and that's essentially why the whole country has to go into lockdown. It's a crazy
thought. It's crazy. For me, what I was thinking about, I know a lot of kids were going, yeah, no more school.
Oh, yeah.
But I mentioned this to you as well over the weekend. For VCE students, it's, you know, a really, really important time of your life. I would be quite stressed.
Well, it's more time to study.
It's more time to study, but you need to learn what you're studying as well. So I think there needs to really be more spoken about what is the plan going ahead if schools were to shut. Now, I can let you know that overnight there has been some information that's come in regarding schools here in the Goulburn Valley. A message was sent out to most parents who have that whole... I love how they get texts these days. It's crazy.
Oh, my parents back in the day.
No, it was like a letter emailed.
Or they'd find out at 3:15 when they picked us up, hey, your kid was suspended for half the day. Oh, righto, we'll deal with that one at home.
But they received a text saying, we have just... at 10 p.m. last night, being told by the Department of Education that all camps and excursions must be cancelled due to the COVID-19. So this actually includes Year 7 and Year 9 camps that were supposed to go ahead this week.
I guess that's fair enough because they're travelling.
Yeah, and so what it actually goes into say is that it defines the public place. So if you're going to a swimming pool, that's an excursion. So say you've got your school swimming sports.
Oh, so not just school camp.
It'll be including as that. But then also excursions taken outside of school as well.
I think that's fair enough as well, cause even though it sucks because how good school camp. But for parents, they'd be stressing. Imagine if there was some sort of development or outbreak and your kid's out camping in the middle of the Grampians or something for school. You'd be stressing. You want to have control and be with your kids during these times.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I would think that at some stages schools will have to...
It's a matter of time. It'll happen, obviously, in the next couple of weeks. When did they say, you and I were talking earlier, that they reckon it's going to be at its worst?
End of May. They reckon that's really when things are going to get bad. And what they're trying to do at the moment, because people are panicking, they're trying to reduce it because hospitals can't factor in how many people will eventually have to see. So at the moment, they're trying to reduce that and so hospitals can handle the load, because we know that for many people, the coronavirus isn't deadly. But for those that it is, they just want to reduce that risk.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.